Hello and welcome to Sidelines, an inside look at Cornell Athletics. I'm David Keating. And joining me today, we have Gene Nyman from the class of 1981, who's the Assistant Director of Athletics, Ticket Office, and Wrestling Camps. Welcome, Gene. Thanks for being here.
Hi, David. Glad to be here.
So I want to talk to you first. Tell me a little bit about what your job entails as running the ticket office here at Cornell.
I'm responsible for obviously selling tickets at all the games, but also the artwork, designing the tickets, programming of the computers, the ticketing systems, customer service, helping customers. I mean, it's an entire gamut.
So take me back just about a year ago. March, we have men's basketball in the Sweet 16 playing in Jacksonville and up in Syracuse. We have men's hockey in the NCAA tournament in Albany. Women's hockey's in the Frozen Four, and wrestling's out in Omaha. What was that like for you? Where were you? How did you work out? Obviously, an incredible number of ticket requests that time.
It was actually an unbelievable 2 weeks of success for Cornell Athletics. And I was actually in Omaha, Nebraska at the NCAA Wrestling Championships thinking that, you know, pretty much of the season was over. we had just claimed second in the country in wrestling. Women's ice hockey had just took second in the country in hockey. I knew I was going back to our men's hockey team qualifying for the NCAAs and having a reasonable number of ticket requests for that. And I'm actually in a hotel in Omaha and find out that basketball won. And I'm like, oh my God, we made the Sweet 16. And immediately cell phone starts ringing. I'm getting inquiries from my staff, from people that are able to contact me. And I was trying to run a ticket office on my cell phone from a hotel room halfway across the country.
So how, take me through, I guess, a typical weekend here, or maybe a busier one. Let's say there's always a weekend during the season when men's hockey is home, men's basketball is home, wrestling's home, and several of the other winter sports, for example, are home. Tell me what does that entail for you?
Right. With the scheduling, a lot of the scheduling is done via the leagues and conferences. There's at least one weekend a year when we do have that perfect storm.
Right.
We have men's wrestling, men's basketball, and men's ice hockey all on the same night. Typically, it's a Friday night, which is a busy night, you know, in town, right, around campus, and the three biggest sports. And for instance, last year we had wrestling versus Maryland, two teams ranked top 10. We had Seton Hall versus Cornell, two high-profile basketball programs last season, mm-hmm, and then we had men's hockey versus North Dakota. Both they were ranked top 5, I think, all on the same night. All three of those games sold out. Parking was, I foresaw it was going to be a huge problem. We had, you know, full garage, every lot full. So it's the preparation of getting the word out that, hey, we're going to have some logistical issues with parking, with traffic. Plan ahead of time. We don't want our fans to miss any of the games. You know, we get a huge run of customers at the windows, phones just ringing off the hook. I actually thought I had issues with my hearing because I was hearing ringing in my ears, you know, at home in the evening. And it was just because I was so used to the phone ringing, my ears were still, they were still ringing. It never stops. And we have about six phones in the ticket office and, you know, staffed with three or four people. So there's always phones ringing. So it's very, very hectic and very crazy. And we're just doing a juggling act of trying to accommodate everyone and accomplish all the tasks in a single day or two when it gets really busy.
So I want to switch gears a little bit.
Okay.
You wrestled here while you were a student. What do you remember most about your wrestling career?
Ah, boy, what do I remember most? I actually, probably the thing that is most burned into my memories, probably not the highlights of the wrestling career, it's the difficult times. Hmm. Weight loss in wrestling is tough. I lost, you know, probably 20, 30 pounds my freshman year, and it was very difficult physically and mentally to maintain such a strict diet, such a hard workout regimen. But I was very successful too. So it reinforces, like, you know, I went undefeated my freshman semester, first semester as a freshman, which is pretty much unheard of at college wrestling. And it gave me that reinforcement to, hey, you're doing great, mm-hmm. so you must be at the right weight. You know, you need to maintain this weight class and keep training hard. So I remember that. I remember how difficult it was to discipline myself and to train hard when I basically wasn't eating anything.
Right, and Cornell and has had some great wrestling success over the years, and you've had some great success. You were three-time first-team All-Ivy and All-American, and you went 22-2 your senior year. But can you talk about some of the differences from when you were wrestling here to now? I mean, could you ever imagined back then to have a number one ranked team in the country here at Cornell vying for a, you know, very realistic chance at a national championship?
I never would have thought we would develop into one of the very best wrestling programs in the country. I remember when I started as a freshman, the years prior to my freshman year, the team had gone 3-9. I knew that when I was recruited, and Coach Noel was telling me, you know, where we were, where we wanted to go. And, you know, the goals then were, you know, win the Ivy League and, you know, top five in the EIWAs, you know.
Right.
And I remember probably the down point was my sophomore year when we wrestled Cortland State, a Division III school, and we lost to a Division III school.
Wow.
Yeah. And then over you know, 30 years since then, we've just had great administration, great coaches, you know, great support, alumni support, and you just see this. It just each you know, 4 or 5 years getting to another level, and but back then, you know, I looked at Iowa under Dan Gable. I'm like, God, they're so good. They're like, you know, that's just a whole nother level. We could never be at that level. And now we're there. And I remember, you know, I was pretty successful. We had a few pretty good guys on the team. My teammate, co-captain Sammy Edwards, also qualified for nationals. We both qualified our junior and senior years, but it was just us two. And we were at different weights, so we really couldn't work out. And we struggled to have the type of workout partners in the room that there's 35 of those type of good workout partners in the room. Every kid on the team is virtually a state champ now. Mm-hmm. And so that's a huge difference. Is I never had those intense workouts in the room. I had workout partners, but not other guys that were multiple state champs and national caliber wrestlers. And now the room is just, it's unbelievable. You go in there now and watch, it's just kids that have all multi-state titles in high school under their belts, banging their heads in the room now. It's incredible.
So I want to get you out of here on this. You mentioned going into the weight room, going into the training room, and having partners. And I've heard rumors that every once in a while you'll get on the mat a little bit and show them what it was like back in the day. Can you confirm or deny those rumors?
Well, I do. I love wrestling, and that's another thing with the memories is it gets ingrained into you, and for whatever crazy reason, because wrestling is very painful, I still enjoy wrestling. And I do it. It keeps me in great shape, but I really enjoy it. And I coached, you know, nearly 20 right. years at the college level. And so I like to impart my knowledge onto the current athletes. And but part of it is not just, I'll be glad to teach them, and I like to coach and mm-hmm. show the different things I've learned throughout the years. But I still enjoy wrestling with them. And it gets hard. You know, it's very painful, the body, it's tougher. And now my tactic seems to be go out there, you're a slow old man, they're going to shoot on you and take you down because they're a lot faster, but I have a lot of tricks. And I then reverse them and turn them to their back. So it's strategy is get taken down and then reverse them and put them on their back.
Well, whatever works. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for coming by. We really appreciate
my
it.
Pleasure,
and you know, great to hear all the success that's going on with Cornell Athletics this year. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Thanks so much for watching Sidelines. Tune in next week. Let's go Red.